shit.
God damn. Yeah. Nice get wide set.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Let's go.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
That would be Earth, sir.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial. Right this moment, man. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Yep.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, dog. Let's get to the shits, man. It's Wednesday, bro. Motherfucking hump day.
Hump day.
What's been good with you, bro?
Same old shit with your boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Easy Street Saloon shut down.
Everything in Michigan shut down.
3 weeks, man. It's just kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? Shit just start getting good for me, then it's boom. That's how it happened the first time, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a motherfucking untamed gorilla though, so you know what I mean. I can weather the storm for a little bit longer. 3 weeks, man. I kind of needed this 3 weeks, low key, for real, for real.
Now, as long as it's actually 3 weeks though, that's the thing. Is it gonna really just be?
Just stay 3 weeks. If it stay 3 weeks, I'm alright.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they go probably expand.
I hope not.
I'm just telling you, that's how it's gonna work though.
Oh, really?
Because in 3 weeks it's gonna be what, like December something. So it'll be almost Christmas. They gonna be like, fuck it, we might as well keep shit shut down until after Christmas. Then it's gonna be like, well, shit, it's wintertime. Motherfucking cases 1,000,016 and shit. So then it's gonna have to wait till the summertime again. Then we gonna be back to the same shit.
Hopefully cases don't be 1,000,016. I hope they motherfucking be one. You know what I mean? So
you know how they gonna be one if you take the vaccine.
Yeah. I don't know about that, man. I need about 4 years before I take that bitch.
I ain't gonna lie though. You might be like on the front lines. Cause I figure that niggas that's dealing with my food and shit, they probably need to go ahead and take that vaccine. What if they say that though? Like, cause as a food worker though, you know, what if that's one of the health stipulations? Like, would you do it then?
No.
I mean, it's your thing though. Like, that's your livelihood,
bro. I be working out the basement. Come holler at me in the basement.
Duh. That's crazy though.
Fuck that. I'm not taking, you ain't making me take that shit.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Flipping Sunday dinners and shit like grandma.
Yeah. Give me some phone to go boxes and to go to work, baby.
To go to work, huh?
Make my basement the kitchen shit.
Yeah, I dig that. My man Square just checked in. What up, though?
What's up, Mike Guy?
IG Live in the building, man. YouTube in the building. What's goody? My man, Mo Money said that if they making him take the vaccine to start back cooking and shit, and he said he done with that shit.
I'm done with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not done with it.
Yeah. You done with it at the establishment.
Yeah, at the establishment. I'm not done with it. I'm selling dinners all day. Come on, I'll let your loved ones, nigga.
Speaking of selling dinners, though, man, chef to your doorstep and shit, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I did like dinner for two. And they had lamb chops and mashed potatoes and broccoli. And they gave me mad praise for it. You know what I'm saying? They did. It was a great couple that, you know what I'm saying, I went out there and cooked for them and shit. They enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? They gave me mad praise on Facebook, on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I promise I'll make the experience good for you. I'm going to try my hardest, you know what I'm saying? If it's in my power, I'm going to make it good for you, man. I'm going to bring it straight to your doorstep, you know what I'm saying? Like,
dude.
I mean, some restaurant experience at your house, you know what I'm saying? So, during the pandemic, I'm going to stay masked up, gloved up, make you some good food, and I'm in and out like a robbery. As soon as I'm done, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. If y'all didn't check out, make sure that you do check out the Facebook page and Instagram page. Chef to your doorstep, man. Make sure you click on that, like that, and subscribe and all that good shit. Also, too, right in the bio, it's got the contact button. Hit that contact button, and you hit my man's up for to book your own party. Like I said, it can be a small private party, like the two person dinner yesterday, or like right now. What's your you got a limit on like the largest crowd or what?
I have no limit, man. I can do 200 to 500.
Yeah, 500.
200 to 500.
Goddamn. I say, goddamn that.
I'm on it, baby.
500. All right.
That's our limit.
All right, well, first of all, though, if it's 500, don't tell nobody because we ain't supposed to be gathering over 25. So
Right.
If it's 500, keep it on the under.
Keep it on the under.
We ain't supposed to be no higher than 25.
I wonder what establishment they got 500 people in for sure.
Right, but you were doing this shit.
But I'll do it.
This nigga Shy say Monk Death Row name gotta be Daz Cookinger. Hey, I like that though.
I like Daz Cookinger.
Yeah, yeah, just checked in. What up, though? She said this topic. No, Bo said, if this ain't a Jerry Springer topic. No, it is, though, for real. My man Broder just checking in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Say SPQ in the house, though. He was calling me that shit yesterday. SPQ stands for Super Producer Quincy and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in my shit. I was in my producer bag yesterday. Shout out to my man Verdict and Big KJ. Had a dope set yesterday. It was basically their first episode of the Ignorant Show, but it was a versus battle, so that was dope as hell. Him and his girl and shit went head to head on some music. And I ain't gonna hold you up though. I hadn't heard his girl music and shit till last night.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah, shit straight. Yeah, yeah, shit was lit as fuck. So shout out to them. Also, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is wrong with my phone?
No. I'm glad it wasn't a porn just popped up. Right. Hey. But yeah, shout out to them, man. Matter of fact, they supposed to pull up to an impromptu shot versus everybody podcast today at 5. I think we might be streaming that live, so make sure you tap in eblockradio.com. Go have Big KJ and Verdict on the show today at 5 o'clock. I think it's gonna be live, so make sure you tune in. I'll keep y'all posted. But anyway, outside of that though, had the party of two, doing Chef to Your Doorstep. Anything? Oh yeah, the what's it called? Smoked turkeys.
Smoked turkeys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if anybody, you know what I'm saying, want to smoke turkey out there, you know what I'm saying, I'm smoking turkeys. Let me know. If I get over the 5 orders, I'm going in and lab. You know what I'm saying? So, let me know. Hit me up in my inbox or hit short Chef at Your Doorstep inbox, and you know what I'm saying, we'll get you on and popping. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Smoked turkeys live. They juicy. I'm injecting in them. I'm seasoning them. I'm rubbing them.
Rubbing them down.
Oh no! So right. Come holler at your loved one.
Thanksgiving is next week, yes, man. It's only a week away, bro. Like, that shit came
Friday.
Quick.
Yeah, they got to Friday to tell me something.
Yeah, he said got to Friday. Let me see. Dog, this nigga, man. Corporate Cody said, the chef to your doorstep wear a shirt while cooking.
What?
I don't know, dog.
What the fuck?
Something wrong with this shit.
Good,
I don't even know, dog. Anyway, let me see. So outside of that, dog, shit, that was really about it yesterday. Took a few pictures and like a couple little short videos. So if you did want to check out and see what the two person party looked like yesterday, I do have some footage up on Chef to Your Doorstep. That's both on IG and Facebook. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check it out. Mm-hmm. So you can see what it looked like. That's right inside somebody's house. So like I said, the food is prepared right there, bringing that 5-star restaurant experience straight to your doorstep.
And I also cater, so I'll do drop offs.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. If you don't want to buy all in your kitchen. All in the studio dancing. It's up to your doorstep,
yeah,
dog. Yeah. So, yeah, this is catering, too, so we'll pull up with the food. If you don't want nobody messing around in your kitchen, that's cool, I understand. Mm-hmm. But you can still get that good food delivered straight to you and shit. So make sure you hit my man in the inbox or hit that contact button where it'll be an email or a phone number and shit. So either one, you can text them, call them, or email them. And prompt service, though, so right, for sure. Up on you. Broder said, my government just said that they are not going to make the vaccine obligated, but if you don't take it, you're not allowed to go to certain places or buildings. That's a muscle move, if you tell me. That is true, though. I think so. And I think that's probably how it will be. They probably won't make it mandatory, but then you're going to be stuck and can't go to certain shit if you ain't got it. And that's kind of...
So what they gonna, how they going to figure out you got it? They going to put your little barcode on your wrist and it's
probably going to be like some kind of ID card or something. Or something that's going to tell you. Or yeah. Like they going to pull your name up and it's going to say. It's going to be like some of that movie shit that we used to see.
All right. We get to get the nigga that made good IDs.
Right. You got your fake vaccine ID? Yeah, I got that shit.
I got that bitch.
Damn, that's new business. And we ain't going to tell nobody. That could be a good business, though. You don't need them fake vaccine IDs, though. We got them for the low.
Low.
Chef to your doorstep. That's going to be the, never mind.
No, yeah, don't say it. Don't say that.
Like, yeah, I need a party for two. It's a cold word.
Got you.
Nah, hell nah. Let me see what else is popping, though. Anything else happened since Monday and shit, other than the shutdown? So today is the official day of Michigan going back into shutdown for real. It's not really it ain't the stay at home order like they had before. So like still some shit open, the gym still open, barbershops and salons still open. Only thing really closed is sit down for restaurants. You can still deliver or do carry curbside or whatever. And what else? Oh yeah, all the stadiums is no fans. They can still play sports but no fans. And the movie theaters closed, which I didn't know they was open anyway. So, cause I wasn't going no motherfucker. Really. yeah, my man Lucius just checked in. He said, "Good business for real. That would be a good business though.
Yeah,
selling fake. Damn, that shit crazy. Okay. That's a good question though.
Yeah,
I wonder what are they going? How they gonna know?
How they gonna know? You took it.
Damn, they really gonna start barcoding niggas.
That barcode on
it's
your
time
list.
To check out. I'm out of here, dog. Well, that's going to be everywhere, though. That ain't just going to be the U.S.
No.
Shit. Where you going to go?
You can't go nowhere.
Damn. Got to go to Timbuktu and shit.
That's crazy.
Damn. Man, I don't know, though. That shit is kind of ill, though. I'm curious how they go track that shit, because definitely if they do make it that way and, like, you can't go to certain shit if you ain't got that shot, they got to have a way to find out. Damn. Because you're going to be in all... Well, you already in everybody's database, but... Shit, yeah. That shit getting a little weird now.
A lot of weird.
Yeah, that shit getting a little weird now. I wrote some shit about this on my blog and shit the other day. Make sure you check it out. It's E-Block Radio. It is Off the Block is the name of the blog. You can click that link in my bio. That's in q.lewis313. And, of course, I forgot we've been talking so much about Chef to Your Doorstep that you got to hit up my man on his regular shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's real muck money.
Yeah, I'll let you look
up on that shit. No, what is wrong with this dude?
What do you say now, bro?
I don't even know if you want it.
No, don't say it.
Fuck it, I was saying.
Don't say it.
He say when he rubs the meat, does he make sounds?
Man, what the fuck is wrong with dog, bro?
I don't know.
Bro, something wrong with you, cuz. I hate that they cut the shit down them insane asylums, nigga.
Duh, right. Bring them bitches back.
That's what Biden needed to do. We should fight for that. Bring
the insane asylums.
Yeah, bring them crazy motherfuckers. Send them crazy motherfuckers where they supposed to go.
That nigga nuts. Fully. Y'all know what's going on. All right, so look, let's go to commercial break, though, and we'll get to our for real topic, man. Hit me in the comment box or on if you're on IG, you can hit that join button and you can come in live with us and talk shit like you in the motherfucking studio.
Right, chill.
You know what I'm saying? But real quick, if you didn't know, then you gotta know. Goddamn, that's that fire.
Oh shit!
Y'all should see this nigga face, man.
Ooh, wait.
Damn, we got to hit that shit over the commercial break. Sure. All right, so if you're just now checking in, we do got a Jerry Springer. Type shit going on. All right, so we want to know, man, if your side piece is in a domestic situation, do you help they ass, dog? Your side bitch is getting her ass beat by her real dude.
The people my side piece.
No, do you help her, dog?
It's
we want to
so
know, man.
Long.
Hit me in the comment box, dog. Let me know
the
what you think.
My side piece.
We're going to shoot the commercial break real quick, dog. We'll be back. We about to go right up into this motherfucking thing. This is going to be funny, dog.
Yeah.
This is going to be real hilarious. I want y'all to make sure y'all comment so we can make this a great conversation. We'll be back in about 1 minute, man. Until then, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
And that'll be Earth, sir.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live on your dial, man. We'll be back in about 1 minute.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
He said he got that wrong. Hey man, fuck you, brother.
Fuck you, brother.
We back in this thing, dog. My man, brother, said money got that Rona.
Hey, I'm going to make a weed strain called that Rona. He's going to call it Rona 19.
Dog. That shit probably sell like a motherfucker, dog.
They did it with the Thrax.
Hell yeah, motherfucking Anthrax. All right, we back in this thing, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial. Right this moment, I fucked up trying to change the camera and shit. Went back to the commercial. Missed that whole shit, though. All right, dog. We back. Let's talk some shit, bro.
Let's go.
Your side piece getting their ass whipped.
Whipped.
By their man.
Mm-hmm.
What you supposed to do, dog? Do you supposed to hit me or no? What you say, my money?
I mean, I would think I would fucking get the fuck out the way. I'm just saying, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
That's your side piece. You're supposed to protect her.
I'm not saying I have a side piece or none of that shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though,
if I had a side piece and I'm at home with my old lady and she getting her ass, ain't nothing I can do for her. Honestly, ain't nothing I can do for her. I'm not about to jeopardize my shit. because this motherfucker over there, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing I can fucking do. You put yourself in that situation, I put myself in this situation, and I'm about to put myself out of it, you know what I'm saying?
Dog, you stupid.
Ain't nothing I can do for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck you expect me to do? Captain Save-A-Hole,
I mean, damn, it's like, so it's a no for you.
Definitely. 100%. 110%.
110%.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the fuck on. I'm like, huh?
That's funny as hell.
You said you what happened?
What if you there when it happened?
When what?
Like, what if you in the vicinity? Like, you see it happening. Let's say you riding and shit, you know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. And then you see her off on the side getting her ass beat and shit.
It's still gonna be like da 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 da.
Gonna call the police or something.
Nah, ain't nothing I can do, bro.
You can call the police. I mean, she getting drugged. Like, she getting dragged down the street, nigga.
Bro, it's nothing I can do. I will. Yeah. In that situation,
I was gonna say because any stranger,
person,
right?
Any person in that situation, I probably would. But yeah. I'm just saying, like helping her other than like calling the folk.
Yeah.
I can't do it, dog.
Nah.
I can't do it, bro. I ain't gonna be able to do it. I ain't gonna put myself in a fucked up, more fucked up situation. Because first of all, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up anyway, right? Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because she my side piece. You know what I'm saying? So right. That shit fucked up from the jump. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not about to keep putting myself in a fucked up situation. You're supposed to learn from your mistakes. You feel me?
Say, nigga ain't learning shit.
Hey, nigga ain't learning.
They gonna jump off and get your ass, man.
Hell yeah, for what? Nigga, hell I see some shit on YouTube. Nigga pulled up on this girl getting talked by a nigga. Nigga mopped his ass up. Yeah. Like, no.
Say you ain't doing it.
No. I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Right, for sure. Yes, nigga, drinking Mountain Dew, dog. If you on IG Live, dog, you can hit that join button and come in live and shit. You can talk shit with us. Or if you everywhere else, you can hit that comment button and we will read your comments live on the air. Bro, just said it depends. If you are willing to catch a beating and risking to fuck your own shit up at home, I would help with a, what you say? He said, I would help with a bus ticket at the most. Damn.
That's it.
Let her get the fuck out of town. Yeah, like, hey, baby, you need to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Take care of the wounds first, though.
If that's help, then yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yes, here. You want to leave? Go ahead. Yes, here. Yeah. Get this shit and go. Because other than that, I can't, what am I doing? I'm not risking my shit for you.
He said he ain't doing it, dog. Hit me in the comment box. We want to know what y'all thinking, dog. Especially ladies, I want to know what y'all think. Because there's some dudes out here getting abused too and shit. So if your little side piece dude and shit was getting abused, like, would you help him and shit? I think a lot of women would help, though. Because they just helpful.
Yeah. They get them more caring and nurturing.
Nurturing and all that good shit, yeah. So, all right. I don't want to sound like a dirtbag or nothing. But I'm just saying,
you are a dirtbag.
If she start getting her ass beat, I'm just gonna completely delete myself from the situation. Like, I ain't calling the police. I ain't taking your phone calls no more. Nope.
Nothing.
I'm coasting.
Damn, you cold blooded.
That ain't cold blooded. No. It's cold blooded. You fucking around on your nigga anyway. So
yeah.
She was cold blooded, not me.
Yeah.
So if she getting her ass beat and shit,
because I mean. Because I probably be.
I mean, nigga. I might feel bad if she get her ass beat because of me.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if it's because of me, then man, I can't. I mean, shit, I can't. You can't be mad at cuz.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna be you 100. If
it's cause that nigga say you can't be mad at dog.
You
and can't shit. Be mad at
dog. You know what I'm saying? Because I probably be in the same situation.
Dog,
you probably motherfucker got to call the law on me too. Cause shit, cause I'm going, I'm a tiger uppercut.
Everybody is motherfucking uppercut kids and everything.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Take two of these and call me in the morning, bitch.
He said, take two of these. That's fool enough. But yeah, I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm straight.
I'm deleting myself.
Too.
You can't delete yourself from the situation. Shit, why you can't? Because evidently it was some love there. She made it to be your side piece.
Hey, so why you can't?
It's some love there. You ain't gonna just cut it off. You know how you is. Come on, cuz.
How is I?
You know how you is.
I ain't never had no side piece getting beat up. I mean, I ain't never had no side piece, period. But I'm just saying, I never had no side piece getting beat up, though.
Come on, bro. You know how you was. If you was in that situation, you were like, you're talking nurturer too. You know that, right?
A talking nurturer.
You are. You know, you like to nurture motherfuckers, and you fuck around, get with your side piece, and you know, you saying they like motherfucking cling to you like motherfucking like a leech and shit. They be all over you, nigga. Like, hey, oh baby, and you like, yeah, boo boo, and she go home and get beat up. Your ass could be feeling bad.
That nigga say you want to help her. Beat up.
Hey, you want to go over there and help her? You know what I'm saying? He like, oh,
and
Monk.
First of all, I'm sorry.
He be like, Monk, can you ride with me, dog? And I'm like, where we going? He like, man, my side piece getting her ass whooped. So I need you to come help me. And I'm like, all right, dog, this is a mission you're going to have to do on your own. Because I'm not fucking going. Abort.
Retreat. Hell yeah. Hey, fuck that, dog. I'll never put another nigga in that situation, though. And I say that because I always be talking shit about the motherfuckers on Fatal Attraction. Yes, I be watching Fatal Attraction, though. That shit like a horror movie for black couples and shit. Because they be killing the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
But, like, I never understood them episodes where a nigga be pulling up to his homeboy crib and convince his mans to help him get rid of his wife that he just killed. Like, bro, don't even call me.
No.
Like, delete everything. No. I don't even want niggas to know that I talked to you tonight.
Motherfucker, you come to my house, you might as well put me in the back with her ass, because, bitch, what the fuck you want me to do? I'm not risking my life for you.
That nigga said put me in there with her ass.
Hell yeah.
Hey, just slide her body over, cuz, like, because I ain't going out like this.
Yeah. Pop me right next to her ass, niggas. Like, you better not come to my house.
For sure, and I'm telling y'all niggas again. I done told y'all niggas before, bro. Like, this is real life shit, and I ain't like not even on no whole shit, nigga. But you pull up to my crib and you done killed your girl or whatever and shit. Not only am I not helping you, I'm telling.
Yeah.
I'm fucking telling. Like, I ain't even gonna hold you up.
Yeah, he came back here with her in the trunk, and I was trying to say I called y'all right after he left. Snitch, call me a bitch. Snitch, I don't give a fuck. You're not finna put me in that situation, bro.
Dog, understand that.
I'm not gonna be accessory to shit. If I did it, I did it. I ain't gonna be an accessory.
Right, please fuck understand you. That. I am not fucking with your shit.
Hell no. Leave
and I'm telling.
Hell yeah.
Tell her like a motherfucker. Officer.
I mean, like a Bernie Mac.
Right, Your Honor.
Shit, I
would have called you yesterday, but the phone was busy.
Hell yeah. I want no parts of that, bro. Don't bring that shit over here.
At all, bro.
Ride or die for sure, but all that other shit that you other talking shit? About?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah, nigga.
I got shit to live for, player.
Right. Hell yeah. Hey, so look, I'm a... Despite what Monk Money said, I'm deleting myself from the situation.
You lying.
I'm not lying.
You lying.
Bro, I'm out, cuz.
You lying. You gonna spill some poetry tour and shit? I'm like, oh my god, I'm so in love with him. I'm gonna leave him. And you're like, no, you ain't.
First of all,
like, yes, I am. Then she go home and tell him, and she get that, how you get, tiger uppercut. You know what I'm saying? And then you be like,
tiger uppercut. You're two different motherfuckers, man.
I know they fight each other, though. You feel me?
I got you.
Hey,
that motherfucking weed is that Rona, nigga. That shit got me high already. I only hit that shit over the commercial break.
That Rona got me good telling stories and shit.
Dog, right?
Makeshift story.
Tiger uppercut. Dog, that shit.
You gonna be feeling real bad for baby, bro. I know you, bro. I've been knowing you.
This nigga ain't shit talking about right porch.
Right porch and shit, telling her porch and shit. Like, damn, she gonna be like, oh, I love you. I love him so much. And then next thing you know, you're going to be like, okay, man, what you want? Well, how can I help you?
And that's they say, how can I help you? And then that's how it's going to happen.
That's how it's going to happen.
How can I stop you from getting your ass beat at home?
Well, I love you, but I'm going to tell you, like, bro, don't put me in no fucked up situation. That's all I'm asking you. Man. You like it, I love it. Just don't put me in no fucked up situation.
No, I feel you, though. That's some whole ass shit, though. Friend, Bo, what up? He say, did I see that shit on Fatal Attraction? Now, to be honest with you, I got, this topic was just low-key. I was scrolling through Facebook, and somebody had posted it and shit. And motherfuckers giving like mad answers. Like, I think a couple people, like even a couple dudes, was like, you know, they're a helper and shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to be a dirtbag.
You are a dirtbag.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now, all that poetry shit out the window, my nigga. I'm delete.
Abort.
Hell yeah, abort this nigga. Retreat. Right. Like, hell yeah, shit. Back to the base, nigga. Ooh. I'm out of this motherfucking dub.
Hell yeah,
we are surrounded.
Yes, we are.
Cause though, I'm hella straight on that, though. Yeah. I don't need to smoke, bro. I'm old and shit now. Like, I ain't got time. When niggas pull up too fast in my car, I want to shoot them and shit. Like, I got like PTSD or some shit. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't deal. Like, yeah. So now I got to intervene here and shit. Then this nigga want to kill me and shit. So I'm just like, I don't feel like it, though.
Damn. I'm going to be hunting your ass, you know?
Right. My man J. Cool just checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
He said, no, sir. I seen how that movie ends.
Yeah, yeah.
It don't normally end well. And then what's really going to happen, obviously, is that you gonna stop him from whooping her ass, and she gonna stay with him. So man, I don't know. That shit kind of.
Cause you ain't gonna leave your situation.
Hell no. So what if? So let me ask that. Is it different though? If it ain't your side piece, but you they side piece, and you just single and shit, do it make a difference then? Like if you ain't got no situation, you just kind of out here. You still ain't fucking around.
No. Why I put myself in that situation, bro?
Cause you love her. You trying to get out of the side piece position.
No.
See, and I think I ain't gonna lie. I think that's what happened with a lot of women though. A lot of women, they be the side piece, but like they ain't got nobody they own, and they probably will try to intervene and shit because they really want that nigga to be, you know, number one and shit. I think I definitely seen.
I've known some dudes that just you know, he put on his cape in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, what? This not in your business, bro. Like, we all walking together. He getting in the situation that's going on over here.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? Beat him up. Beat the dude up. You know what I'm saying? And then she ain't do nothing but was right back with the nigga. Nigga, she helping you. She helping him, pulling you off of him.
You already know. Yeah, I definitely seen that happen.
Man, come on, man. What the fuck is you doing?
Dog, bro, the fooling. I got to read this shit, dog. Dog, he said there are Captain Save-A-Hoes who get off saving a side piece. But let's be honest. She's sleeping around. So in a way, she deserved that shit.
I mean, low-key.
He said her man is the victim of this shit. He my hero.
Yeah.
The word. I ain't going to say a motherfucker deserve to get their ass beat,
man,
though.
Man, come on.
I mean, get their ass
beat,
you
suck a nigga, none of nigga dick and come kissing me, you get your ass beat. Me and your ass beat.
Duh. So I'm not an advocate of domestic abuse.
I ain't either. I ain't either.
You ain't either, but you're saying.
Yeah, in that situation.
Harder pressure just checked in on IG. What up, though? Windy City Chefs in the building. What's good?
What up, though?
But,
Shutdown Chef. Salute.
For sure, dog. Cuz just checked in. What up, Porsche? Yo, that shit crazy, though.
Yeah, I want, man. Hell no, bro. You got me twisted, bro. I ain't about to put myself in that situation. You know what I mean? I don't want to put her in that situation. So, hey.
Dog, is he serious?
What?
Corporate Cody said, I got beat up once helping my side piece. Said, that dude hit me so hard, my eyes started watering.
Is he serious? Baby?
You think so?
Yeah.
Have you ever
you probably been on a lot of missions.
Yeah, a whole lot of missions, huh? He talking about she stopped messing with me because she thought I was crying. He said, but that hit was hard to sell. Dog, he retarded, bro.
Rang your bell, didn't it?
That shit crazy. Hey, but look, have you ever been the side piece and got confronted by like her dude and shit?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know what that shit's like. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know what that shit's like.
I don't want to. Like, I just kept saying, I put myself in that situation. Hell no, I don't want to.
Damn.
For what?
I don't know, cause I've been back in my day, I've been a few women side piece and shit, and I never experienced that shit. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, damn, I certainly don't want to.
For what though? You know what I mean? You being hunted at this point. That nigga hunting your ass. He looking for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And,
so like,
you don't even know. And I've been shot before. Twice.
PTSD.
Shit, I've been shot before twice. Yeah. So that shit hurt.
Right.
So I ain't trying to put myself in that situation. Right. Because he hunting you. Because he going to find you one of these motherfucking days.
Yeah.
You going to be in a situation. You know what I'm saying? So why?
Damn.
Why?
I mean, it ain't like I'm just saying, not like you looking for the situation. But no. Like if the nigga, find out who you is.
Yeah, he hunting your ass.
Because some of these niggas be like, super detectives and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hammer foot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so look. If if my name or picture show up anywhere in your girl phone and shit, man, just look. I apologize ahead of time. So I'm not saying beat your girl ass, but I'm just saying, like, check your girl first. I'm not saying beat her ass. I'm just saying, like, however you handle it, check her first and shit, yeah, though. Yeah, don't hit me up and shit, though.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Broder said, he's my hero.
He said a hero. Y'all niggas fooling. Hit me in the comment box, dog. We got a few minutes left, dog. We want to know, would you help your side piece if they got into a domestic situation, dog? We want to know. Hit me in the comment box right now. Also, don't forget, man, hit Chef to your doorstep, man, if you want to get any of your catering needs done, or you can actually have a chef to your doorstep. He'll actually cook inside your home. Hit him in the DM or the contact button to get rates and all that good stuff. Also, turkeys, smoked turkeys and shit for Thanksgiving. Make sure you hit him up for that. Orders in by Friday, you say?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So you got to get them orders in quickly because Thanksgiving is fucking next week. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, hit me in the comment box if you got a comment about today's. Join, if you're on IG Live, you can hit that join button and come in and talk live like you in the motherfucking studio.
Like you right here.
Let me see where we at. Where we at? Porsche said side piece. That's his or her business. Obviously, they are all right with it. You got to be all right too. And I am not a fan of violence at all. Hell nah. Let me see. Oh, he said Wavy Crockett just checked in. What up? He said 220s, 4.5s, 210s at a dub, a 10, 2.5s at a tub. That's the only help. Said that's it. Shit,
that's it.
Dog, he said I'll cash app it to her so she can pay for an Uber to get the fuck out of there. Yo, that's real shit.
Abort! Abort!
Dog, low key, that's funny as hell.
Oh,
though.
Shit.
Look like Tanya. Let me see. Yeah, Tanya just checked in. What up, though, Tanya?
Though.
Thanks for checking us out on Facebook, dog. But yeah, that's the only way. I dig that, though. Yeah. Right. So get her a way out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, try at least help a little bit. But I ain't about to do all that.
I might even pull the Uber up myself and shit. I text her and say ask her where she want to go, and I order it from my phone. Like, we ain't got a cash app for the money, and I'll just
get her the Uber.
Yeah. And I send her to her other side of the nigga house and shit. Like, she not coming to my shit. No, hell no.
Say the other nigga. The other nigga.
This nigga say, this nigga Wavy Crockett check back in, though. He said, shit, I'll call her mama for it.
let her mama know what's going on. Like, look.
like little baby already get her ass beat. Like, you know, this side piece Q and shit. No, that's crazy as hell. That's my cousin, homegirl, I guess. What up, Tanya? How you doing?
Yeah,
comment on this shit if you want to comment, though. We want to know, would you help your side piece if they were in a domestic situation? So, look, if you are the side piece and you in a domestic situation, would you expect, do you expect them to help you and shit?
Why not? You stick your pee-pee in
there. Well, hold on, but, so how you go not help, but you expect them help?
You stick your pee-pee in.
Dude, that's fucking, that's weak as hell.
It's all a situation.
But I'm saying, like, you not gonna help her, but you would expect to get help.
Yeah, help me. Shit, give me a bus ticket. No. Help me get the fuck out of here. Help me, please. Nah, I don't expect no help, man. If I put myself in that situation, bro, then, yeah. It's on me to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, you know what I'm saying, put themselves and shit, and then, when somebody else try to help them get out, they don't really want to get out. Yeah. They done got immune to them ass whoopings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand how you feel like an ass whooping is love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of motherfuckers equate the ass whooping to love. Like, that shit is not the same shit. You can't put that shit in the same category.
Factual.
And you know what I mean? Like, and these women getting their ass whooping, they talking about something. He showed me he loved me. Like, no, that's not.
Facts. For real.
Not love, dog. That's control issues, bitch.
Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie though, like you do get in situations though, and this ain't even just for women, it's for dudes too and shit. Like, and I hate to use this word because it's so overused, but like toxic, nigga. Like, you get into them situations where when you don't have to deal with it no more, it do kind of feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever been in a situation where like the situation before was like all just all nagging and all arguing and shit?
Yeah.
Then you get with somebody who don't argue, and you feel like something wrong. Like, you're supposed to be arguing.
And then it ain't shit but a breath of fresh air and shit.
Right, like, but you don't even realize.
You used to that toxic air.
Hell, fuck it, cuz, what up, though? Sierra just checked in. What's goody?
What's good?
Let me see. Wavy Crocker said, tell her ass to call 911 and say she's ordering pizza. They say they send units. Word. I didn't know that shit. Oh, that must be some domestic abuse type shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, though.
Ordering pizzas. Y'all listen to that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, that's the real info right there, like real life, though. If you're in a situation, apparently you can call 911, and if you say that you ordering pizza and shit, I guess that's like a code word. They'll send you some help. Dog, that's crazy. I didn't know that shit.
Either.
Y'all gotta take that information down. Yeah, that's real
true.
Shit.
If that shit true, y'all better take it for sure, take that information down.
Man. Hey, Wavy Crocker said, shit, she only gonna answer that 1 minute phone call from the county, so my help is limited. That's factual, though.
For sure.
Let me see. It was something I wanted to read. Where was Broder at? Okay, he said, okay, I got a question for Q and Monk. Would you help if her man is 5 feet skinny, dude, or would you just stay away from the whole situation? I mean, I'm gonna answer that for you right now. I don't give a fuck how small he is. I'm out of this situation because the little niggas be killers.
Yeah, bullets be all the same size. That shit. No, I honestly, they not all the same size, but bullets look the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Every one of them bitches. And I don't want no smoke, you understand me?
Right.
I don't want to be in a shootout.
Because the little nigga the one gonna shoot you.
I don't want to be in no shootout over no bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, especially if it ain't even yours.
It ain't even my bitch. I'm at home. I should be at home with your dumb ass.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, because I didn't run a little poetry and shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker want to shoot my dumb.
Told her the sky was blue.
Shit. Hell no. I'm hella straight, bro. Sierra said, I heard that before. I had never heard that shit. I mean, obviously, I guess it's probably something important for women to know.
All right, write that down.
Yeah, write that shit down, for real.
In a situation.
Hell yeah. Wavy Crockett's checked back in. He said, that's some real, he said, that's real shit. They take the call and you say pepperoni pizza and they send scouts without lights and sirens. Damn. That's a whole little code word for this shit, huh? So, damn, I don't know. That's probably information we shouldn't have said.
No.
I don't only say that because now the nigga who beat their ass gonna know what she doing. He gonna beat her ass some more.
He dumb. He too busy beating ass. He ain't thinking about no goddamn.
He ain't thinking about no pepperoni pizza.
Yes, he is. Like, bitch, you better put some motherfucking mushrooms on it.
That's not even funny, though.
I'm sorry.
I apologize because this is not a laughing matter. This nigga spitting laughing, sir. Yo, niggas dumb as hell, dog. Yo, we got a few minutes left, dog. Hit me in the comment box, dog. We want to know, would you help your side piece in a domestic situation? If you're on IG Live, man, hit that join button, come in live. Or if you're on everywhere else, you can hit that comment button. And we will read your comments live on the air, bro. But yeah, so you kind of weak as hell for that shit, though. You say that you won't help, but you ain't helping.
I'm weak for it?
Yeah, but I mean, if you not go help, what you want help for?
Cause it's me.
Yeah, nigga said, cause it's me.
It's help me. No, I'm just saying, I don't want no help. Like, yeah. Okay, for real. Like, like I said, if I put myself in that situation, bro.
Then you just in it.
I'm just in it. And if I can't get out of it, then I just can't get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't expect you to fucking help me. You know what I'm saying? I won't even look for you to help me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I look for my own exit. You know what I'm saying? Because if I do that and you help me and then when shit don't work out with me, you're going to hold that shit over my head forever. You know what I'm saying? Like I did that. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you ain't about to get that on public.
Hey, so look, let's switch this shit.
You ain't about to get the ups on me, bitch.
Let's switch this shit all the way around, though. So... If you in a hella committed relationship, you know what I'm saying, a committed relationship or a marriage, right? And like you kind of got an idea that your wife or your woman cheating and shit, or ladies, you know, vice versa. You think they cheating and it's the side piece that's beating their ass. What you do then?
Huh?
What if it's their side piece whooping your woman ass or your wife ass? Like she got a side piece and she going out and the nigga then got mad. Because she keep telling him that she gonna leave you, but she never do it. He get to whooping her ass.
That's the situation she gotta handle.
Dog, that's your woman or your wife.
Fuck her.
Bro, hold on. Nah, you lying.
Man, long
you
lying. Lying. Hell no.
You lying.
Hell no. Fuck
you
her.
You lying, dog.
Fuck her. You fucking this nigga. Like, if you fucking this nigga,
love
nigga,
her.
You come back and kissing me. That shit is fucking the ultimate
but if you
disgust
love her.
To me, bro.
But if you love her, though.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck you talking about love.
If this is the mother of your kids.
The love is gone, bro. The love is gone. I ain't about to put myself in no situation because your dumb ass want to get fucked.
But if you love her and you've been with her for a long time,
I don't give a fuck.
You got to at least like stop her from getting her ass beat. You love her.
I ain't doing shit.
You tripping now. I know
I'm taking my kids. You can get the fuck on.
Yeah.
Go on, keep continue to get your ass whooped because you ain't taking my babies over there.
He said, go on, get your ass That's just like, what you call it, right? That's just like that Tyler Perry movie. What's the name of that shit? Temptation. Remember she was cheating on that nigga with my mans and shit, and he got to whooping her ass? Like, that love, nigga, like, he had to, even though he didn't want to be with her, he did have to go save her. Like, he wouldn't save her because, like, he was going to kill that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that at the end of the day.
He was going to kill her?
Huh? Dog, you stupid.
I'm sorry.
You stupid, dog. She's going to let her get killed.
You kissed me in the mouth. And
that's definitely what she was doing. She was fucking and sucking the shit out of this nigga.
And then you come kissing me in the mouth. Hey, honey. Lunch break was fucking great. I ate a sausage so big on my lunch break.
Dog.
Man,
goofy
crazy,
as hell.
You crazy as fuck, bro. Dog. I'm sorry. You put yourself in that situation. You gotta get out of it.
Poor St. Monk said, love don't live here anymore.
Man, fuck on.
Y'all tripping, dog. Let me see.
That's easy.
Man, this nigga Wavy Crockett is funny. I missed that shit, though. He's talking about the 911 call. He said, shit, switch it up and tell them motherfuckers you want some chili cheese fries with squeezed cheese. That's what you had to do in the day and shit. In Detroit, you definitely had to do that. Let me see where we at. Said that. Sierra over there cracking up and shit. He said, should have picked a better nigga. Should have messed with a square. But she had to go fuck it up with a nigga with the buffs and 28s.
Yeah.
The niggas with buffs be beating everybody ass and shit.
Yeah.
Nah, really.
And they ride around with the thunder on their lap. We don't want no smoke. Right. I don't want no smoke.
That nigga said, nah, I really go. Hold on, let me see. He said, all right, I said that part. She had to fuck with the nigga with the bus and the 28s. Said, now I'm really going to call her mama. Matter of fact, I'm calling her daddy. He need to go handle that.
Yeah. Ain't nothing I can do.
But, dog, this your woman, though.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Just like my man was on Temptation. Like, he tried to fight that shit, but then bro. It was like, at the end of the day, it was his wife. So, he's like, dog, I got to go save her. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, you loved her.
No, at some point, the point is gone. At this point, you fucked around. You did that shit, man. I don't give a fuck, bro.
You did that shit. It's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? Give me my babies, and I'll see you later.
Shit about this bitch.
I'll see you later.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. I don't know. That's a tough one for real, though.
I find another one just like her.
Just like her? Well, hopefully not just like her.
But yeah, not just
like
her.
You doing that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a tough one, bro. Because, like, if we've been together for some years and shit, like, I don't know if I love her and shit.
Man, get the fuck on. You a fool.
I ain't saying I'm a keeper, but I'm going to at least try to, like, I don't want her to get killed.
That's how you know you're going to help your side piece.
No, that's different. Yeah. A side piece and a woman I love and got a family with, nigga, it's two different things.
It's a woman and a woman.
I know it's a woman, but, dog, it's two different situations, though.
No, it ain't.
If I done built something with this woman, I love her and shit, we got a family or some goofy shit.
Like, fuck her.
I don't want her to get killed down this bitch.
Fuck her.
Even if I'm mad as fuck, like, I can't believe this bitch did this shit. Like, no, I don't want her to fucking die.
I want to call the police or something, but I'm not doing nothing else. Ain't nothing I can do, bro. She in the same position the side piece in now. Shit.
You put yourself out there.
You put yourself out there.
There you go, bitch.
Right.
Here you go.
Shit, fuck you.
That nigga's wilding out. Bro, it's almost 11, dog. If you got a last minute comment, hit me in the comment box right now, or if you're on IG Live, you can hit that join button and talk shit with us in the studio, like you're in the motherfucking studio. Yep, yeah, I said that wrong.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a fucking reefer and shit. Again, hit my man in the, what the hell is that? I'll hit my man a DM and shit, Chef to Your Doorstep, if you want to schedule a Chef to Your Doorstep. Hit him up and shit, get the rates for parties as low as 2. Yeah. Or as high as 500.
For sure.
Wherever the fuck you got 500 people at in this day and age.
Right.
I think them days is over and shit. Double hit my mans up. And, get that schedule. Also, smoke turkeys in effect. until Friday. Mm-hmm. Possibly, yeah, just Friday. Friday. All right, no later than Friday. Take your orders, man. Make sure you hit them up. Either at Real Monk Money or on Chef to Your Doorstep, both on IG and Facebook, dog. Get that info real quick and get that shit, dog. All right, we're going to go around the block one last time, dog. Again, you got a last-minute comment. Hit me up. Portia say, where's the Angry Man, dog? He had the plantation this morning.
He had the week.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Angry Man and shit. I told him he was the star of the show and shit, dog. Uh-huh. Vic Damone,
Junior.
let me see. Wavy Crocker said, nah, me and the wife been married 15 years. We got a saying. One of us got to make it home because we got 6 kids. I'm at home with the kids already. She going to be the one that don't make it home.
For real.
For real.
Bro. You got to take care of the babies. Babies got to get taken care of.
Dog, he said she's straight. She going to be the one that don't make it. Damn. Yeah,
for sure.
That's real shit, though.
For sure. I ain't bullshitting either.
Nah, tripping. What money, dog? What's your final sentiments on the way out, bro?
Man, if you in that situation, I feel sorry for you. And just get out. Abort. Because you putting yourself in a fucked up situation. Like, hell no, I ain't helping her. Like, what the fuck I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I supposed to be at home in the first fucking place. So, what the fuck can I help? I can't do nothing but call the law and give you, like my man said, 20, 2 5s and 2 10s. And you get a bus ticket and get the fuck on. I mean, yeah. I can't do nothing.
Right.
I may get you a plane ticket money if you got somebody out there.
Hey, real quick, dude, I know this is your final sentence, but I got to ask a question because you said that.
Yeah.
What if she getting her ass beat, you don't help her, right?
Uh-huh.
And she threatened to tell your wife.
I put myself in that situation. You a dummy.
Yeah.
You should be at home in the first fucking place.
So in that case, like, shit, you just tell your wife first. Yeah. And shit, like, you know what? Fuck it. I was fucking with this bitch. She over here getting her ass beat. She threatened to tell and shit. I'm scared. I'm sorry.
Can we get past this at any point?
No, he's
stupid. Can we get past this? Yeah. So after 10 minutes after you said that, can we get past this?
Anyway, dog, go ahead, dog. What you saying? And I just thought about that shit.
I'm just saying, though, like, for real, I'm not fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no way in the hell I'm going to put myself in another situation when I put myself in this situation. Like,
right. You ain't trying to double up?
No. For what? If I keep doubling up the bet and keep losing, what the fuck I'm going to keep doubling up for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that, nigga. I'm not rolling dice like that, dog.
Right.
I'm not, dog. And then you go home and you got, oh, man, hell no. Hell no, this is too much shit. That's drama, bro.
Too much shit. Yeah.
Drama, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to tell lies in the first place. And then right. I gotta lie and I remember what the lies
remember.
Said.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be doing that shit no more, man.
For
you
sure.
Did that shit in your 20s, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can't keep doing that shit. I'm double that now. So I can't
double that.
I can't do that shit no more, bro.
Hell yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, so I mean, if y'all in that situation, man, like they said, call and order you a pizza, 911.
Don't call me.
Don't even waste your money. That's a free phone call. You ain't gonna waste your money on me. Don't waste your money on me.
Real shit though. My man Broder said roses are red, violets are blue. I ain't fucking around with a side piece because skinny dudes are killers too. Facts. Fuck them niggas, man. Shit, I don't give a fuck what size this nigga is, man.
Yeah,
like when motherfuckers get angry over they chick or some love shit, nigga, you never, like,
yeah,
it don't make a difference. Motherfuckers will lose their mind and kill everybody in that bitch.
Go to the end of the earth for this motherfucker. And you think he playing when he saying that shit? He for real.
Dog, kill everybody in that bitch, including himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm out the way. Like,
I don't want no smoke.
Niggas ain't believe me. I'm delete. So, like, again, you know, fellas out there, if y'all watching the show and shit, and y'all happen to see my name or my picture or like any kind of motherfucking poetry and shit that's written by me and shit, like, look, I apologize ahead of time, dog. Like, check your woman, don't check me. I apologize for her too. Like,
right.
She ain't mean it.
Yeah, she's sorry.
She's sorry. Nigga, I'm sorry. Yeah. Nigga, the whole world's sorry. Nigga, you the man, son.
You the man. You win. You win.
Oh, we gotta get off this bitch, man. I want to thank everybody who checked us out on IG Live and Facebook, YouTube, all that good shit. If you haven't already, man, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you get an alert every time we go live, dog. If you know people who know people who know other people who ain't never seen our show, man, put them on us because we some funny motherfuckers.
Yeah, we try to be.
We try to be, dog. So hook us up, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend and shit. Check us out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., dog. Wake and Bake Show.
Yeah.
You already know what it is, dog.
Smoke something with us.
For sure, man. We about to get up out of here, though. Thank y'all again. Make sure y'all hit my man, Chef, to your doorstep so I can get y'all catering needs taken care of during this shutdown, dog. Until the next time, man, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio. Wake and Bake Show live on your dial. Got my man Monk Money in the building.
Smoke something.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace.
I'll let your love unfold.
For sure.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.